Time to close it now. The podcast that's revolutionizing the HVAC and home improvement trades industries. Get ready to dive deep into the world of heating, ventilation, and air conditioning. We're turning up the heat on industry standards and cooling down misconceptions. And we're not just talking about fixing vents and adjusting thermostats. It's about the transformative movement that's reshaping the very foundation of HVAC and home improvement. We're the driving force inspiring top performers who crave excellence, not only in their professional endeavors, but also in fitness, nutrition, relationships, and personal growth. Proving that we can indeed have it all. This is Close It Now, where excellence meets excitement. Let's get to work. Now your host, Sam Wakefield.
Hey, what is up? Sam Wakefield here. This episode is all about uncovering the invisible psychological patterns that derail sales conversations. And when everything, even when everything seems to be going well, one of the things that we're going to do today is help you understand why buyers make irrational decisions, how those decisions are influenced by what we call bias, and what to do in real time to gently reroute the conversation back towards clarity and trust. So here we go. I am excited that you are here with me. This is episode number 9 in the Sales Psychology series. We have this one and one more, and then we'll wrap this series up. I hope you've been getting some value from this. I know I have. I learn every single time I put these together. You have to be a lifelong learner if you're choosing to be a top performer and a top professional. That's how you can become 1% better today than you were yesterday. So super excited about some things going on with Close It Now and in life. And it's been a minute since we did a What's in Your Cup. So before we get to this episode, let's take a second and cover what is in your cup. What's in your cup today? I'm still on the hot tea kick. So today I am drinking Bigelow English Tea Time. So we are chopping it up with some English tea. And but what's in your cup? I'm meeting somebody on Friday. I'm excited to get to go to a little local boutique coffee shop in Austin called Civil Goat. But where are you? What are you drinking? What's in your cup? Is it a latte? Is it espresso? Is it or you got cold brew, you got a Monster, you got energy drink, you got a soda or a Coke, as we say in Texas. It doesn't matter what it is. It's all a Coke. What are you slamming down your gullet? But most importantly, let's toast this episode and get into some content that I know you're going to love. Everybody take a sip with me today. 3, 2, 1. All right. So here we go. Let's get into this, because this is a powerful topic. Have you ever had that buyer suddenly, you know, those homeowners that suddenly changed their mind, even after the whole time they've been nodding yes the whole time? They've said yes, they've nodded yes, the deal was yours until it wasn't. Chances are there's a hidden driver, a hidden bias that was driving that decision. And no, I'm here to tell you, it was not about price. It's something else. So that is what we're going to talk about today. So far in this series, we've trained how to understand buyer emotions. We've talked about neurodivergence. We've talked about identity. Now it's time to go deeper. Today, we're going to talk about cognitive shortcuts every buyer takes without knowing it. So if you don't learn to spot these and redirect these biases, what's going to happen is you'll lose some really great deals for reasons that make no logical sense. So what we're going to do in this episode, so we're going to unpack that. We're going to show you how to sell to the human mind, because this is not scripts. This is what really works. So because remember, you're not there to sell to the house. The house does not write the check. The people write the check. The people buy, and you're not selling to a script. If you only learn scripts and role play scripts and get good at scripts, you're not selling to the script. You get so focused on the script so many times we forget about the people, but that's truly what matters. So this episode, we're going to go over how to communicate with the human mind. So first of all, let's talk about What in the world is cognitive bias and why does it matter in sales? So one of the things that happens is, you know, with homeowners, with buyers, it doesn't matter what you're selling. This is literally a conversation for any type of sales transaction. Buyers think they're being rational, but in reality, what's happening is their brains are making just fast snap decisions based on survival, based on emotion, based on the way they were raised, based on outdated wiring. The brain's a computer, and they can only function within the parameters that they understand that they've been set up. They can't have new ways of thinking if they've never gone down those paths. So big part of what we have to do is figure out what those pathways are. So the concept here is cognitive biases are mental shortcuts that save energy, but what happens is they distort reality. So in a sales context, they're often the real reason someone says no, or wait, or a stall, or anything else, even when all the facts line up. Because raise your hand if you've ever been in that situation where all of the facts make total sense. It's literally as plain as freaking day of that they should do the project, and they still say no. So that's exactly what we're talking about today. So here's the science bit on this. You know, I love brain science. So if you're like me, I always need to know and understand why something happens. So what's happening here is these biases live in what's called the limbic system and the prefrontal cortex. Basically what's happening, those are protection parts of the brain designed to minimize perceived risk. So they're also designed to preserve social status and, this is the big one, avoid change. So anything we are proposing has an element of change to it. So that's why this is an important conversation. So here's some examples of some of the biases that people may slide into. It could be one or it could be a combination of these. One of them is too good to be true bias, suspicion when things feel too easy. This is one that we used to encounter a lot when I was in solar. If you don't know this, you know, in 2 years, I put up 100 solar deals across the United States. And I got a lot of experience with this conversation because the way that that was presented and the way that is pitched is zero down. When the payment comes, it's going to be the same or less than your existing electric bill is already. But the best part is it never goes up. And there's a set amount of time and then it's paid off and then you own your own power versus the electric company where those rates go up and up and up year after year. So the further along you go in time, the more that your rate of return increases. So all we're doing is literally asking you to enroll in this program. And then what happens is the second that it's activated, your electric bill goes away. And now you have one small, comfortable, easy monthly payment or monthly investment that never goes up. So that was the pitch. That's the elevator pitch for solar. Now, what we encountered very, very, very often is, well, but where's the catch? What is it going to cost me? And so we would have to actually unsell the project and unsell it quite a bit and give some serious takeaways to create this, to create some tension so it didn't feel like it was too good to be true. Now, of course, yes, there's a whole debacle going on in solar right now. Some places are good, some places are bad. All of that aside, that's a great example of something being the bias of the seems too good to be true. Because we've heard this growing up. If it seems too good to be true, it probably is. There are certain situations and certain industries, you know, if you're in HVAC or plumbing or electrical or doors or garage doors or, you know, whatever your industry is, it doesn't matter. There are certain situations where this could come up if it seems too easy to the homeowner. They expect a speed bump to overcome. So sometimes the too good to be true bias can be a very real thing. The next bias is, which we've already talked about, is the sunk cost fallacy. Sticking with a bad decision because they've already spent money, time, or both into that decision. It's like this feeling of loss if they've, yes, it's a bad decision, but they feel like they have to stick with it because they already made the decision. So that's a bias that we have to address and overcome. And then the third one is confirmation bias. This happens so many times when we're only hearing the parts that support what they already believe. You can see this insanely clearly if you look at the political arena right now. I don't care what side you're on. In fact, it happens all the time. All you have to do is analyze your own party or the other party. And if you truly look at it with honesty without this confirmation bias and look at it through a blank slate, you'll see a million instances and cases on both sides where those people will only hear what they want to hear and don't listen to facts. They don't listen to truth about anything else. And so, again, this is not a political conversation, but that's a very easy, clear example where you can see confirmation bias at work in a way that completely directs the decisions, even if it makes no logical sense to anyone else. So, that's confirmation bias. So that, of course, applies to exactly what we're doing, because if a homeowner, if a buyer has a cognitive bias around maybe a product or a process or procedure, the way that a certain product is installed or a design or anything else. For example, in HVAC, so many people get stuck on a specific brand, not for any other reason other than that's just what they think they believe because of what they've heard in the past. Or maybe somebody I just don't believe in heat pumps. Well, they don't know nothing about what it is they're talking about. They just have this bias based on previous information. Correct or incorrect, it doesn't matter. That's what their bias is. So here's a quote that I want you to lock into your brain and remember. The brain loves familiar pain more than unfamiliar solutions. The brain loves familiar pain more than unfamiliar solutions. So this is your first little piece of homework. So raise your hand if you're in Drive Time University, you can process this and think about it. Pause this episode and think about this question for a minute. I want you to identify a time when you knew that what you were presenting was the right thing for them, but the buyer walked away anyway. What bias might have been at play in that conversation? What biases might have been at play in that homeowner's mind? So stop and analyze that for a second and then come back and we're going to keep going. But I want you to really think about this and process it. Because until you can recognize these types of things in your process, especially, first of all, you're going to, for most people, it will be, looking in the rearview mirror, debriefing an appointment after the appointment. But as you get comfortable with these concepts and able to recognize them better and better, what you're going to be able to do is recognize them in real time and be able to handle them during the conversation so you can navigate and guide and be the leader in that conversation so that you can lead them to a desired outcome. So you can help them overcome their own biases when they don't serve. So let's talk about, is this good so far? You getting value so far? Let's talk about the top five biases that kill home service sales, home service and home improvement sales. So we're going to get tactical here. These are the most common biases. You're already encountering these on every single call, but now we're going to talk about how to spot them so we can unpack it and you can start getting better results immediately. So number one is loss aversion. The fear of losing what they have is stronger than the excitement of gaining something better. This is the brain science behind it. It's rooted in the amygdala response, but basically pain avoidance is greater than pleasure seeking. So here's a word track that will help out with this. You can say something like, so in this case, the longer we wait, the more risk we take. And that, in most cases, that cost won't show up in a quote, or it won't show up in what we're talking about today, but it's very real and you'll realize it immediately as soon as we get down the road. If you keep kicking this can down the road, the more risk you're going to take. Another word track that I absolutely love is, would you like to take care of this while it's a smaller problem or wait till it's a lot more major, bigger problem and more expensive? Just that is a question. And so that will help them overcome that loss aversion bias. So that's number one. Does that make sense? So let's talk about number two, numero dos, anchoring bias. The first number they hear, if it's from Google, if it's from a friend, if it's from a competitor, it doesn't matter. That becomes their baseline. That's the anchor in their mind. So that's what they'll remember. So brain science here is the brain is going to latch on to early data, even if it's wrong. And then this anchoring bias is, of course, what later feeds into the the bias that we were talking about with confirmation bias. So those two pair, they marry together and they go together very, very often. So here's a word track that we want to, that you can use. So let's bring the comparison up to current standards, not what someone paid in 2018, not what, somebody paid in then, or let's bring it up to a current comparison based on and give an example. Right. So it depends on what it is. If the bias is, if they're anchored from a past experience, that's pretty simple because then the conversation is strictly around, wow, yeah, absolutely. It's more now. How many other things in your life have stayed the same in the last however many years? Then direct it. Don't let them direct it. You direct the conversation. Use the price of, shopping at the grocery store, the price of vehicles, the price of gas, all the things. Yeah, gas is up and down, but use the things that have gone up, the price of real estate, the price of vehicles, the price of, groceries. Say, man, I wish that I could get a brand new truck for the same price that we did that many years ago. I wish housing was the same. Boy, don't you wish that going to the grocery store, what we fill up the little basket now used to fill up the whole cart. I wish it was like that. Our industry is the exact same way. We've had inflation year after year. We've had all of these things, price increases. There's no way that it's possible. And so, just a using a conversation like that will help them see how silly it is to think that they can get 10-year-old pricing today when not a single thing in their life has stayed the same. Because it's they try to imply that, but the second that you call that out and say, man, nothing stays the same. It all increases over time. Our industry was the same. They're like, oh, okay. And so it just really handles that conversation. So they just move on. So that's number two. Number three is the status quo bias. If the pain isn't unbearable, they'll default to doing nothing. So, because remember, we were talking about change. The brain is wired to resist change as a protection mechanism. So change in a lot of people's mind equals danger. So here's a word track for this. And it's similar to one of the other ones, but here's one that will help you out. Let's look at what this will cost if nothing changes. Sometimes staying put is the most expensive move. Or would it be okay if we look at it? So, or just Ben Franklin close with draw a T-chart, list the pros and cons, and list out what it will cost if nothing changes. List out all of the and when I say cost, I'm not specifically just talking about price. I'm not talking about future repairs and all that. We're listing all of the actual cost to them. So the peace of mind, the time that they'll have to take care, time to take off work to take care of the situation over and over, the cost of, say higher electric bills because of the lower efficiency equipment. You can make the list of all of the things, the cost of having to sleep in a bedroom that's too hot or too cold, the cost of always being woken up by that extra noisy garage door when that you could be sleeping like a baby when it's silent. So, just whatever your industry is, you can come up with all of the hard costs and soft cost of staying the same, and then paint the picture, of course, of what that's going to look like. But so much of it is we have to help them see that not making a decision or which is truly making a decision, like the old Rush song says. But that is a decision to stay, but we have to show them the full list of what the cost is. Because originally, they're only thinking, it's zero to me now. And what this cost is what we're looking at spending on this project. But that's not the real comparison. When you show them the actual cost of waiting, then that you can have a real discussion around what is the cost of waiting versus the cost of doing something now. And in almost every case, they will see, and it's pretty easy to paint the picture of how it's better to move forward. So that's your status quo bias. Number four is the authority bias. So many times people will defer to voices that they trust. A lot of times it's past contractors, family members, YouTube. It doesn't matter. They're going to defer so many times because of the perceived authority that that person may have speaking into their life. So here is one way, here's WordTrack and a way to handle this also. You can say something like, you know, I get it. That totally makes sense. Let's take what your uncle said and pressure test it with today's data. That totally makes sense. I can understand where you're coming. I can see where you're coming from here. Is it okay if we compare that to today's info? And make sure that it still stands up with what's going on in our world right now. Just something like that will open the door to them having a real conversation with you. So that is the authority bias. And of course, so much of that is handled when you do your intros correctly, when you set your credibility flags, social proof. You know, obviously, Google reviews, more importantly than Google reviews, is handwritten letters. And also, testimony videos. If you want to know a great way to get some testimony videos, reach out to me. I've got a great tool for that that just happens. If you've seen my Facebook or been in the Facebook group recently, there's a lot of those videos that I've been putting out for my clients. And so you can do the same thing for yours. So that is the authority bias. Number five is decision fatigue. When overloaded, the brain defaults to no or later. Remember, the confused mind says no. And it's not just confused. It might not be confused. We may have bombarded them with way too much information. This is why it's important to keep things high level, simple, and without getting in, especially into the technical weeds. So when it's overloaded, it's going to say no or wait. And so here is a WordTrack that will help you with this part of it. So you could say something like, okay, so let's simplify this. All you need to decide today is whether you want the outcome, you know, the solution, whatever it is. And listen, I'll guide the rest. This, it just simplifies it into a decision. Because remember, the thing that they're trying to decide when they called you is not what product to get. It's not any of the things. They're not when they made the original call or click the link to schedule, or they said yes to the person from your company that's knocking on the door, that's canvassing, what their brain originally is trying to decide is this the right company for me? And that's it. So once they decide that, then we go to work on, is this pain point big enough? And is the solution what you want to achieve in your life? What is this outcome? The details are the things. The detail is the level of equipment. It's the, you know, whatever bundle or package or option, but that comes secondary to deciding that, yes, this is the solution I want in my life. The rest is, and once they say yes to the outcome, once they say yes to the solution, then when you frame it that way, then you can help them see that the rest is the simple part. It's just going through and literally picking items off a menu or choosing the right thing. And that's where it's very effective when, you know, say something like, so we'll work together to come up with the project that makes the most sense for you. That way we can accomplish this outcome. We can accomplish the solution in a way that fits the best for you. And so something like that is very, very, very powerful, but you have to understand that the only decision they really need to make is yes, they're saying yes to the solution. And then inside the solution is where you can help to co-create the actual project itself with what items want to go in the box or not go in the box. So those are the five biases, how to spot them, and a quick, easy way how to navigate through those a little bit. So here is section three, how to reverse buyer bias in real time. So once you have gotten good at recognizing what bias it is, then we need to know how to reverse it. So one thing we can't do is remove bias, but what we can do is reroute it. We can redirect it. So here is a three-part process for bias removal, or bias reversal, basically. So the first is we have to name it. This is, you know, Chris Voss in Never Split the Difference. He calls this labeling. We've just got to name the pattern without judgment. And so that's part of it, is you have to temper your own emotional intelligence to being able to zero judgment in this process. It has to be 100%. You're the tour guide, and there is no wrong answer in this type of conversation. So the first is naming the pattern without judgment. It could even sound something like, hey, I've seen this hesitation before. Want to talk it through? I've had plenty, I've been doing this a long time. I've sat with thousands of homeowners. This is something that we come across really often. And I can see that there's some hesitation here. Would you be open to talking? Let's talk through it. Let's unpack it and see what's going on here. It's one easy way to do it. So you have to name the pattern, whatever it is. Number two is we have to zoom out. In sales, it's so important. We zoom in and zoom out. Zooming out is what a lot of people forget, because we put blinders on and focus in on the thing, and we forget to zoom out, remembering that we literally stepped into the middle of their life and they have 1,000 other things going on in their life, and all of these biases and everything else. And we instantly step in there and we expect them, if we don't know any better, we expect their mind to be a clean slate. We find problems, we present, and they say yes. But that's not, there's so much more going on. There's so much more complexity in the human mind when it comes to making a decision. And so we have to zoom out and look at the big picture. So in that, that's the language. It's like, let's zoom out and let's look at the big picture here for a second. And then, so we name the pattern, we zoom out the reframe, and then we're going to re-anchor to the outcome. So is solving the problem still important? Is solving the problem still important to you today? You know, earlier we talked about all of these things that, you were frustrated with in your home and with your, in your experience or whatever it is. Is solving that important? So we've got to know if solving the problems are important. If they're not, you're wasting your time. Right? It's like the classic Jordan Belfort in Sell Me This Pen. We do this all the time in sales. And if you've never done this exercise, it's really powerful. If you've never heard it, somebody hands you a pen and says, hey, sell me this pen. The wrong thing to do is go into the features of the pen. It writes upside down. It writes underwater, all these things. Who cares? One of the first questions, what he teaches, one of the first questions is, how long have you been in the market for a pen? And if you're not, okay, great, have a nice day. And so we have to know if their problems are, if they want to solve the problems. If they don't want to solve the problem, why are you even there? Ask them that. In sales, we have all of these stories that we tell ourselves that are misconceptions because, and a lot of it is written by our own biases of how we think we should show up in sales. And I'm here to tell you and to empower you that as long as you're doing things legally, morally, and ethically sound, we don't lie, cheat, or steal. Other than that, there are no rules in sales. So you can absolutely say the things that you need to say. You can ask the questions. Talk about the elephant in the room. Ask the hard questions. Find out, is solving this problem even important? Literally tell them, then if this is not a concern for you, why are we even here? And that will a lot of times really help to unpack what's truly going on. I literally just stop and give them the sigh. I go, what are we really doing here? If they're like not opening up and they're not giving you anything and they're acting like you're just here to kill time, call them out on it, because one of two things will happen. Either it'll uncover the truth, or they'll tell you something else, which is, you know, it could be a decision collector for somebody else. It could be, you could be sitting in front of a secret shopper from another company. If you don't think that happens to you, you're wrong, because it happens all the time. Calling the competition to see what their process is like so you can compare yourself to others. Now, let me warn you, of course, losers look at winners, winners look at the finish line. So constantly be perfecting your process and yourself. It doesn't matter what anybody else does. I don't care what their prices are. I don't care anything else. You do you, boo, because losers look at winners, winners look at the finish line. So here is a tool in your tool belt, in your language tool belt that you can use in this process. And this is story-based re-anchoring. We're covering a lot in this episode. You know, in podcasts, I can only go through high-level stuff. If you want to know more about the coaching that I offer, this is what we do in one-on-one. You'll never get it in a podcast. As much as I give in the podcast, definitely know that we're only scratching the surface, because when we do one-on-one coaching, we deep dive into all of these topics and get you to the next level. As long as you implement, the results happen. So we marry the process and divorce the results. And also, quick announcement, I did just enroll, finally, thank you. I know I've preached it forever. I have to live in integrity with what I train. I now have, with Close It Now, we have a really cool financing option, which takes the cost of working with me one-on-one, or if you're a company and you want me to out to your location and it was cost prohibitive in the past, just know now we have a plan that makes it such a no-brainer that the cost of it is, if you didn't achieve the additional revenue from the training we're doing to cover the cost of it, now that it's spread out with some financing options, you didn't implement a single thing and you shouldn't be coaching anyway, because it's such an easy decision now because of the options that are available that you have to not want to change. So if you've ever had any level of interest or want to know more about one-on-one coaching with me, or having me out to your location to do training for your company, it's easier than ever. So reach out to me and we can talk about what those financing options look like, because at this point it's good debt, because it turns it into free plus profit. So let's get back into this. So here is story-based re-anchoring. For example, here's something you can use, something like this, but use a real story. Don't just make something up. So last week I had a homeowner who, just like you, almost said, you know what, no on the project, but then they saw what they would lose by waiting, you know, that, or you could do a feel, felt, found. You know, lots of our homeowners, they feel the same way. And, you know, I felt like that in the past, but what they found is once we worked with them and we actually did the project, they were so glad that they made the decision. In fact, can I share with you a few stories and testimonies from those exact same clients who felt like you do right now, and what their experience was after we did their project, after we worked with them, and what they're experiencing. So you absolutely frame it like that, and it will turn the corner for you in this type of conversation. So here's an emotional strategy. One of the things we have to do is get under the objection. So it's not what they're saying. We have to get under the objection. We have to get past it. So what fear or social pressure is really speaking? Because that's one of the real reasons that, even if it makes all the logical sense in the world, why they're hesitating. So what fear or social pressure is really coming through? No matter what words they're saying, there's something else behind it. So the next time you feel a buyer, you know, homeowner freeze, ask yourself, what belief is this bias protecting? What belief is this bias protecting? So bias isn't ignorance, it's survival. Buyers are doing their best with what they know. Remember this, everyone is doing their best. When you adopt that mindset, that means you have way more empathy. You have way more compassion to help them get out of their own way. because that's usually what's happening in a sales conversation, especially if you're in home improvement and home services. We're usually talking about a bigger ticket type of a project. So they know that the work needs to be done or they wouldn't have called you. They want to do the work or they wouldn't have called you. It's they're standing in their own way. And so it's your job to help guide them out of their own mental traps and into clarity. So this is what makes you worth buying from. This is what makes a top performer. This is what makes a top producer. And so let's recap this. Every buyer brings invisible biases into the conversation. Number two, the biggest ones in home services and home improvement are loss aversion, anchoring, and status quo. So when you learn to name, zoom out, and re-anchor, you don't just close more. What happens is you become a better leader. You become a better tour guide in this journey with them. Because sales mastery is emotional mastery in disguise. This is why for years I've said sales is 90% psychology and 10% order taking. This is what it is. It is emotional. Sales mastery is emotional mastery in disguise. So who do you know who talks buyers out of deals by mistake? I've got a couple really cool episodes coming up on that. But who do you know? Share this episode with them. Share this with your team, share this with your manager, share this with the owner of your company, share this with your friends and peers that could use this conversation. And if you want to learn more about if you want me out to coach your team, coach your company, or if you want to talk directly, you can reach out to me at sam@closeitnow.net. You can go to the website, closeitnow.net, and fill out the form that's on there. It says book a call. Or you can join the Facebook group. You can get, I do a ton of training in there. It's an incredible community. We're getting close to 2,800 members in this community. It's very active. It's a great place to ask questions. There are some incredible, incredible members in there that bring a lot of value. So the community is really, really fun. So go join the Facebook group. And if you've gotten value from this episode, leave me a review. If you're on YouTube, make sure to like and subscribe. There's a link in the show notes. Go to Google and I would appreciate a 5-star review. That would be awesome. It helps me do better, learn better, grow better, and be able to bring you more content, because the more reviews I have, the better guests that I can get on the show, because that's one of the things they look for. So thank you so much for hanging out with me today. I hope this was valuable to you. I have a bunch of speaking engagements coming up. And also the very last thing, I want to sneak this in at the end. Yes, I've talked about it for a long time, door to door, especially in HVAC. I want you to know, get your thinking cap on. There is something coming called Door to Door Institute. It's a partnership I've got going with a couple guys that is going to light the industry on fire. We're breaking all of the legacy models, and we're going to give you a tool and a way to immediately get qualified appointments on your board from your community that you are not getting right now. If you've seen anything that I've talked about, especially online in the last while, prospecting is the number one way to eliminate your shoulder season. There should never be a shoulder season if you know how to go get business in your market. So total market domination is what we're after. And I now have a vehicle for you to get there. So Door to Door Institute, be on the lookout for it. It is coming. Mark this on your calendar, October 24th, Dallas, Texas. One-day event for all of you owners out there that want to know how to implement canvassing and door-to-door teams in your company. I'm going to be there and we're going to be talking about it. So be on the lookout and we will see you there. So remember, everybody, this is the mastery. Doing these type of work, recognizing the biases, this is truly what makes you worth buying from.
You've been listening to the Close It Now podcast. Our passion is to dive headfirst into the transformative movement that's reshaping the very foundation of HVAC and home improvement. And at the same time, covering fitness, nutrition, relationships, and personal growth. Proving that we can indeed have it all. We hope you've enjoyed the show. If you did, make sure to like, rate, and review. We'll be back soon. But in the meantime, find the website at closeitnow.net. Find us on Instagram at The Real Close It Now and on Facebook at Close It Now. See you next time.